The Mishnah tells us a din Rabban Chazal mandate. And if you're a shliach, I may be getting medina sayam. So me, Rabban, what does shliach have to say? What language does he have to say? Fainecht, fainecht, I'm gevaldik. And that opened, the Gemara opened with machlokas in terms of why. Rabba says the reason why Chazal misakin this is to prevent any need later for Kiyam Ashtar, to avoid any concern later of a Tainus Mezuyif. We'll take care of the Kiyam Ashtar right now with the Amiras HaShaliach by Nech Nechtam. And Rabbi said, no, we want to explore whether it was written Lishma or Shalom Lishma. Was this get produced Lishma or Shalom Lishma? So the Gemara had asked the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and that got this whole sugya going, Gimel Amud Beis into Dalet Amud Aleph. According to Rabba, it's all about Lishma. So you had to wonder why we're saying Befana Nichtav and Befana Nechtav. That implies that we need to know both that the Ksiva was done Lishma and that the Chzim was done Lishma. And that sets up a mystery. Who done it? Who's the mystery Tana who holds that you need both Ksiva Lishma and Chzim Lishma? The Gemara says, Mamashach. I know we have a Machlokas Reb Lazar and Reb Meir. Whether a dechsima karsi, Meir says a dechsima karsi, Meir says a dechsima karsi, Belazar says a de mesira karsi. Reb Meir, in other words, holds when the Torah said that as Rav explained, a star kinyan like a get is really needs to be a star raya. A kinyan star is handing over a raya, and therefore the primary ksiva of the get is the signing of the Eidim. That's what makes it a star raya. And therefore, when the Torah says v'chasam, the Meir says it means, v'chasav means chasima. Or blood says no. Star kinyan just means the things are written down on paper, even if it's not signed by Eidim. It won't serve as a raya post facto, but it is a star kinyan. Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Mesira Karsi, he says, you don't need a chasima for the kinyan to work. V'chasav means kesiva, kipshuta. We had demonstrated each shita. Rabbi Meir, who says that v'chasav really means chasima, so we saw the Mishnah, the top of Gilman Beit, they quote the Mishnah from Chafal from Beit, that a get, the mechubar, if the get was written, that it can't be a break between v'chasav and v'nasan. So it cannot be that you do v'chasav while still attached to a tree or a much larger piece of parchment, and then you snip it off afterwards. That would be an inappropriate break between the v'chasav and the v'nasav. But the Mishnah says, quoted Mishnah Chafal from Beis, quoted on the top of Gimel Beis here, that as long as it was signed after the Talisha, as long as it was signed after it was cut to size, it's kosher. Ein kosvin v'mechubar l'karka, top of Gimel Beis. Ideally, it sounds like you shouldn't write it the get while the leaf is still attached to the tree, or while the quarter of the parchment that you write on is still attached to the much larger roll of parchment. You shouldn't do that, but it's kosher if you did it. Kasava mechur b'lakarka to lasho chasamo nasamo lakasho. If it was still attached to the ground, you wrote the get, the sofa writes again on a leaf while still on the tree, and then, or you write a leaf, the sofa writes again on birch bark, white birch bark, while still attached to the tree, and then you peel it off, and then you sign and hand it to her, kosher. Say, ah, that's Reb Meir. That the real need for avoiding mechubar is dafka chasim. Eidei chasim. Akarsi, the word mechasav really means chasim. Then he said, Reb Elazar says, no. Reb Elazar be quoted later on the Gemara, later in the middle of Gimel and Beis. Before the Mishnah Pei Vav Amud Aleph, we spent a lot of time on last week. Reb Elazar says, a get without any Eidim sign, the bottom is kosher. Eidei Mesira Karsi, V'chasav means Kesiva, Lishma. As the Gemara said, I understand, according to Meir, all we should say is, B'fanai Nechtam. According to Rabbi Elazar, we should say, B'fanai Nechtam. Which Tana would say both? Which Tana would say both? Here we are at the bottom of Gimel Beis. The Gemara is going to have three solutions. Maybe we take a look at the first of three solutions. One solution is somehow it's for Meir. The next solution is somehow it's for Belazar. The third solution is it's neither of Meir nor Belazar. Okay. So solution number one, El or Meir. It must be it's for Meir. Can't be your Belazar. Belazar doesn't hold you need chesim at all. So how can you say that? We need to know that the chesim was done in the Shema. They didn't have to sign it. Gevalt. So it must be your Meir, the Gemara says. Solution number one, El or Meir, he fall into the bottom of Gimel Beis. Chilo, by your Meir, Ksiba, Lishma, Midaraisa. Aye. According to Meir, we understand well, Bafanei Nechtam. But we don't understand Bafanei. We don't understand the fine nechtav. So he said, well, maybe you need both. What do you mean? The word v'chasav in the pasuk, according to Rabbi Meir, means chasima. So the chasima needs to be lishma, not the ksiva. So Gemara says, ha-Torah you need chasima lishma. Midrabana you need ksiva lishma. Yechila bayer Meir ksiva lishma. At midaraisa, you have to try the pasuk. And Meir holds that v'chasav means chasima. So the din of Lashma is dafka chesima min haTorah. But maybe behold midrabanan. They made it gzeir drabanan. You have to make sure the chesima has to be Lashma too. Why not? Why not? The Gemara answer is, I'll tell you why not. You know how Gemara seems to say, good suggestion. Good suggestion. That's an interesting idea. Yeah, maybe you need chesima Lashma midrabanan. Good suggestion. But it's wrong. Why is it wrong? I have proof it's wrong. What's the proof? What's the proof? What's the proof? Because the Amar of Nachman addressed this exactly. It's always the case of Mitzal Bashba. Exactly. The Amar of Nachman, Omer Hayar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nachman, the Amoram, said a din, said a shir, said a takalacham. Hanuha. Omer Hayar Meir, if you Mitzal Bashba, the Chasam on the son of Lakasha. The Meir, Rabbi Nachman said, you want to know how far a mayor went with a shita of Ede, Chasima, Karsi? It's all about the Chasima. He said, you found a get in the garbage. A discarded get. Maybe it was written, and it has the right names. It's all filled in, just not signed. Either it was originally been filled out for some other couple with the same names, or it had been written as a practice get, whatever it is. You have a get, which was written, clearly not written, L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Ha'isha, you found Mitzal Ba'ashba, it was either written as practice or for some other couple. So clearly the Ksi was not L'shma. And Nachman said, according to Meir, Gesunta, Nebuch, you need to use it. But if Nebuch, a couple needs to use a get, by all means go ahead and use a get that you already found pre-written Ba'ashba. As long as it's signed properly, sign L'shma, that's fine. It's pretty clear pretty clear to what the mayor held that see Russia Lol Lishma is fine. And the Simon chips. It's pretty clear mayor that see Russia Lishma is fine. So Gemara says it was a nice suggestion, maybe the mayor holds the Dindra button of Siva Lishma, but it's not really clearly rejected. The Gemara is not giving up just yet. The Gemara says, well, v'chi teima anam midaraisa kamasnin en lo. And you'll tell me, no. We have this Mishnah. We have to understand. What does it mean? So look, right now it seems like our best guess is it's your mayor. Can't be your Belazar. Belazar doesn't hold any chesim at all. It must be your mayor. The mayor agrees you have to do ksiva. You have to sign something. Something has to be written. So maybe he holds midrabanan, the ksiva has to be done lishma. Aye, but Rav Nachman said, mitzal ba'ashba is fine. Maybe midaraisa kamas nila. Maybe Rav Nachman meant min haTorah, says Rashi. Midaraisa masil lahadir Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, it's a shocking statement that according to Rav Meir, a get that was found in the garbage can be used as long as it wasn't signed yet. Maybe he didn't mean halacha l'maisa. Him and Atayra. He was trying to. He was in a shir. He was trying to explain Rav Meir Shita. He said, "Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, would hold that you mitzal ba'ashba is fine. Zero ksiva l'shva. Maybe he didn't mean halacha l'maisa. Maybe on the level of daraisa.
But maybe halacha lemaisa, Reb Meir would say the midrabanan miksivu l'shma, and that charge going back to our Mishnah Beis Hanan. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. How do I know that Reb Nachman was not just talking v'na Torah? Reb Nachman was even saying halacha lemaisa this discussion. But yachli omer hayer Meir. That's how you say it. Reb Meir would say that Reb Nachman was lame. Back in the last line of the Beis. There's an old writer there, a mayor would say, really? That's how you say it. No, Devar Torah, me violate. The author said, Devar Torah, it's all Bashma's is Bashma. That's what the Gemara said. I know that Rav Nachman says that the mayor does not require Ksiv Lishma. Don't tell me Rav Nachman is just saying that level of Daraisa, but Bijabani do need Ksiv Lishma. No. How do I know? Because if that's what Rav Nachman meant, he would have said so. Interesting line in Rashi. Rashi says, really? Things are always clear. Things are always clear. Every time you learn a Mishnah, it's clear what it means? No. Well, all the time. The Mechzerach, my Eskinan. What's the Gemara saying? Oh, if he meant it, only meant Atari should have said so. It's a fascinating Rashi. You saw this Rashi. The world of ideas and stuff. Yeah, Omar Meir, Dvar Torah violated. Shouldn't have said Omar Meir. Should have said Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah, Mivoyle Le Meima. He should have said Dvar Torah. Should have specified. It's only Din Dareis. Why? The Habile Le Rav Nachman, the Amoro. If Arusha Lamilsa, Rav Nachman should have explained himself. Why? Because he is. In other words, we don't expect this of a Tana, Rashi's saying. You only expect it of an Amora. An Amora is an Omer. He's meant to, in fact, that was his job, to explain more. We're worried that that if you're not going to explain, it could cause a terrible destruction. There can be terrible damage. What's a terrible damage? So the Tosas Chachmayaklia here explains. What's a terrible damage? He was looking earlier, the Mavo, the introduction to this volume, Tosas Chachmayaklia, points out there are, these are Tosas that were written by Tosas were moved to England. Probably these were written in the late 1200s, shortly before the Jews were kicked out of Spain. Out of England, rather. And he points out that there is a lot of overlap with other toasts, and most toasts that we have are from France, some from Germany. But there was a unique flavor a little bit to the way Tosas Chachmayaklia are written. It often is shorter, and much more of a focus on trying to explain Rashi, which is exactly what he does here. In Devar Torah Mivayleh, here at Gimel Beis, Dinafik Minei Churba. It's going to cause a terrible churban. He explained. Is that churban? What's the churban? Came to the Amr Dvar Torah. You're not saying it's in that Torah. You make it seem like it's even Rabbanan. Hayisi Yachal Omer Shaget Kashafilu Li Rabbanan. He means Mid Rabbanan, not according to the Rabbanan. I would have thought even Kashaf Mid Rabbanan, Behe Mati Eshazish Belo Get. Shaget Pasel. If it's really true, that Reb Meir agrees that Midrabanan requires Ksiva L'shma. Reb Meir holds that a get without Ksiva L'shma is possible Midrabanan. Midrabanan, she needs another get. Midrabanan, she shouldn't be remarried. This is terrible. If Nachman isn't being clear about that, then the woman is going to remarry based on a get, which was possible. That's terrible. So it can't be. And why can't it be? Because he's an Amora. We don't expect that Tanoim to be so clear. We do expect it of the Amorim. Well, that's the background to that. Probably is a point that Ramchal makes in his essay on Agartha. Ramchal is a beautiful, very brief, very, very profound essay on Agartha, where he tries to categorize Agarthas and Shas into different types and different purposes. And he says many of the Agarthas in Shas are mishalim for Kabbalistic ideas.
Shal Salanter and Semenim of Mishalim for Musa ideas. Ramchal says many, he says often when Chazal, when you have an Agata, is just giving you scientific data, perhaps the those this handful of blot at the beginning of the seventh paragraph, they give the medical data. Ramchal says often Chazal weren't trying to teach you the science, they were using the science to teach you Kabbalah. Why were they doing this? So he says they had a soft spot in the heart for science. Okay. You use something for a mushal, why not use science? But that was just the science was just the fodder for use as a mushal to convey a certain Kabbalistic idea. He says in a little bit in a different century, they were given the science of that time. It wasn't really about the science, it was just a hechatim to science, a hechatim to metaphorically convey certain Kabbalistic ideas. He says, but why are they spending all this time trying to give metaphors of a shalom for Kabbalistic ideas? He says, look, Chazal, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, ideally to be Torah Shebichsav, to be conveyed Bichsav, and Torah Shebalpeh, to be conveyed Balpeh. That was the ideal format for Mesiras HaTorah. Comes a point, the Gemara Temura says, came a point, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi realized that we have a choice to make. We can either switch to conveying even the Torah Shebalpeh mitoch haKsav, which is a sub-ideal way of conveying the Torah, or we could run the risk of losing material. That's an even more sub-ideal way of conveying the Torah is to not convey the whole Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made the decision that it's better to convey Torah Shebalpeh mitoch haKsav rather than risk losing chunks of the Torah Shebalpeh. Right. So that's famous. Gemara Tumor. Ramchal says it was dechuya, it wasn't hutra. It wasn't like all of a sudden now we forgot about the whole idea that it's ideal to convey Torah Shebichsav mitoch haKsav, Torah Shebichsav mitoch haKsav. No. Ramchal says it means you're going to have to, you may have to, you know, say that you can maintain the ideal system. You want to. That's what Ramchal says. It's not happenstance that the Tanoim wrote the Mishnayos in ways that are often unclear. They require like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. And you have to put the different Mishnayos together, the Brises together to figure out. You need a Masorah from Rebbe to help figure out how you put the piece together. And there's the one line of Mishnah, you put together the other one, then you realize, well, what the Mishnah really means to say is this. It's only talking about that type of case. That wasn't happenstance. That wasn't by accident. Ramchal says that was by design. That was intentional. They wanted to maintain the Torah Shebalpeh nature of the Torah Shebalpeh as much as possible. And they were trying to walk a fine line between, you know, putting it into writing as much as you need to, but trying as much as possible to keep it about that. He says, with Kabbalah, there are more factors to think about because you don't want to share Divrei Sod with everyone. It's meant only for a select few. He says, on the one hand, that means you try to maintain secrecy. On the other hand, that means there's more of a concern that traditions will be lost. But he says, but it's true generally for the whole Torah Shebalpeh, is that the Tanaim were trying to see, we'll put it as much into writing as we need to, but keep it as much Shebalpeh as possible. So Bechavana, Mishnayos are opaque. Bechavana, Mishnayos are a puzzle. Wasn't the Chas V'Shalom, a result of poor writing style. The Rambam stresses in a number of places. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was a language expert. Among his many, many, many talents and strengths, he was a language expert. And when he was learning Masechus Megillah, Gemara Megillah. Remember the whole Amud or so. They didn't know the Bnei Yeshiva, whatever, they didn't know some obscure word in Tanakh Mishnah. And who did they ask? Hamas did a debate, Rabbi. They would go to the domestic help of Yehuda Nasi's home. Why? The Rambam says, because Yehuda Nasi had such extraordinary language that even the people who worked in his house, it rubbed off. They had, the people, they, even they spoke, not the king's English, but Rebbe's Hebrew. Even Amisabei Rebbe spoke in an elegant, sophisticated, nuanced Hebrew, so that Bnei Yeshiva would go to listen to Amisabei Rebbe to figure out what is this obscure word in Tanakh. What are Chala Glugos? And what's the Tetasia? And so on and so forth. Amisabei Rebbe. So, what do you mean? You and us, he puts together Mishnayos, and we can't make heads or tails of it, and every other Mishnah trying to figure out, well, it doesn't really mean this, it really means that. Why Mishnayos is so unclear? If you and us, he was an unusual language expert. Adrava, says Ramchal, exactly. And he uses extraordinary caliber language to build a carefully calibrated text that would be sort of b'chsav, but also sort of b'alpeh. And that's what Rashi is saying. It wouldn't surprise me if a Mishnah would leave out that detail. But in Amora, the Amoram already we expect more clarity from. So that's why Dafka Rav Nachman, the Amora, if he only meant it in HaTorah, he should have said so. Especially when it's so relevant Halacha Maisa. So Rav Halacha Maisa, if you think he only means that... If he really means the Torah, it's kosher, it's possible, and he's not going to be clear about that, you're going to have a potentially mamzer mitzvah b'avim. That's terrible. So you have women who are marrying who are violating eshes ish mitzvah b'avim. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible outcome. How are you talking? It couldn't be that Rav Nachman wouldn't be clear. So where do we land now for this piece of the shock of his hiring so far? Where are we at? Let's recap before we dig further. So we had a problem. Who's the mystery Tana of our Mishnah who would require both Ksiva Lishma and Ksim Lishma such that Rabbah could look at our Mishnah and say they have to b'fai nechtam and b'fai nechtam to make it clear that it was done Lishma? He said the Gemara is going to have three solutions. We just saw the first one, which was rejected, and that was maybe our Tana is Reb Meir. Reb Meir says the Chasav means Chasima, and therefore he requires Lishma min haTorah b'chasima. Maybe he requires ksiva lishma midrabbah. The Gemara said no, it can't be. It can't be. Rav Nachman is very clear that ksiva lishma is not necessary according to Rav Meir. As the Gemara pounded, we just saw that Rashi and the Tosfos Chacham Yangia. That means there's no need for ksiva lishma even midrabbah. Tosfos, you should know. The top Tosfos on Daled Aleph, Chasama and Asanala, most of that Tosfos is dedicated to the argument that it's really not needed. As in, this is totally lechatchila. According to the mayor, you can go ahead and choose to look for a pre-written get, which is what Rav Nachman sounds like. The Tosfos stresses that. Bring other riots also. The top one, Tosfos Daled Aleph. Take questions later soon. The Chasama and Asanala kasha. Even at the point of I just found this get and it's pre-written, can we choose to take this and sign it and give it rather than going to a sofer and write a new one? Yes. Rav Meir does not require ksiva lishma whatsoever. Absolutely, ksiva lishma is absolutely lechatchila for Rav Meir. Absolutely lechatchila. That most of the Tosfos is dedicated to proving that point. And then at the end, the Atah makes an interesting distinction. He says, one second, we already had a mayor in our circuit. What else do we know from mayor? Well, okay, good. And in this sugya, what do we quote from mayor, top of the human base? Baksiva versus Ksiva. Right? Eidachsiva Karasi. And the din was, Ein Kosin Mechuber Lekarka. Baksav Al Mechuber, Tlasha Chasam on Asla Kasher. You really shouldn't write a get on Mechuber. But if you did, go ahead and use it. But it's not ideal. So Rabbi Amitam says, interesting. When it comes to Lishma, Shalom, Shema, Ksiva doesn't matter ki who's at. When it comes to Mechuber, the mayor cares about Ksiva a drop. at the first stage of Dieved, should I write it before I cut off? No, you should write it otherwise. Interesting. There's like a drop of the Dieved kite. Succeed of the Muchaber for mayor, but by Lashma, I couldn't care less. But then Tosis, that's interesting. Why is that? They look at the very end of the Tosis. Okay, top Tosis, down now. Laman demukim asis ne mechuber ker meyer. Right? Vim toma. Right? 8 lines for the end of the Tosis. Maisha de bayer meyel chathchila ksiv betalash. We said on Gilmore Bays, we understood that Mishnah refers to man. And we said, yeah, ideally you should cut it off before you write it. So there's a little bit of standards that man has for Ksiva. Shalol l'shma sharfi l'chakiva. The parent has no hesitations whatsoever about Ksiva shalol l'shma. Why would he be more machmer by l'chubur than by shalol l'shma? So Rantam says, again, just to be clear, that was Lamaskana. Lamaskana, the din of Mechuber versus Talish is a little more important for a mayor than the din of Lishma Shalo Lishma when it comes to Ksiva. Lishma Shalo Lishma, by Ksiva, couldn't care less. When it comes to Mechuber Talish, he does say, look, Ain Kosin Mukhubil Karka quoted the second line and it gave him a base, the Mishnah Chaval. You really shouldn't if you did, because then you have to throw it out and start again. So how come? How come Mukhubur Talish is a little bit machmir for mayor and Shoshal Ashur not? So he gives a svara. Omar Abeinu Tam, Lagabe Lishmol, Chayshir, what? How could you logically? Why would you be a little more concerned about writing the Mechuber than writing Shalol Lishma?
It's hard for you to know if it was Mechuber translated.
Okay, it's hard to know later. And what might happen? If you write something in the Mechuber, you're not allowed to sign in the Mechuber. So what needs to happen if you write the Mechuber? You better make sure it's attached before you sign it. Right? Yatam says, but by Lishma, if the sofer writes the get shalol Lishma, I mean, either way, they didn't have to sign Lishma. It has nothing to do with what the sofer did. So the answer is, yeah. By Lishma, lo chashin, you might see get laidim shayna kos of Lishma. Shechtu gamheim shalol Lishma. Just because it wasn't written Lishma, that's not going to lead the Eidim to sign shalol Lishma. They know they have to sign Lishma. But the Mechuber, physically, something has to happen. At some point, you have to cut this leaf or this bark off the tree. At some point, you have to cut your 8.5 by 11, whatever size you're using, off of the roll of paper or parchment. It has to happen at some point. It has to happen once. If you already cut it off before Ksiva, you're set for Chesima. It doesn't get reattached, usually. Unless you replanted the tree or something. That's pretty rare. But by Lishma, one doesn't relate to the other. So Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, I understand why this is a little more important. There's some value to cutting off before Ksiva, like a Xera, that way you won't, you know, if it's already cut off, it'll stay cut off, obviously, for the Chesima. But this gets us thinking. So what do we have again? The Gemara had a Havamina. That Reb Meir holds that Ksiva Shalol Lishma is a problem. And Maskana was, no, it's totally fine. It's totally fine, and therefore our Mishnah still needs a solution. Right? And Maskana, Ksiva Lishma, Shalol Lishma, it's all the same. It's all good. But the Havmin was, that Ksiva Shalol Lishma, it's really no good. The top toast of Gimel of Day says, it can't just be this, like, ideally you should write Lishma. You wouldn't have a whole takana if the guy said, Pinechtav, unless it's really a problem. So the Havamina was that even according to Meir, Ksiva Shalashma is a psal midrabana. is a psul midrabanan. And that leads Tosus to now ask the same kasha in reverse. The same kasha that Tosus had raised Davdalan Amin Aleph. Well, Maskana, Ksiva Shalashor is totally fine. How come by Mechubra it's a little bit not okay? Now Tosus and Tosus Chachmei Anglia on Gimel Beis in the Havmina. One second. What was our Havamina? We had a Havamina. We were trying to make sense of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the funny nich guys say the funny nich by nechta. Why are we telling the shef say by nechta by nechta? According to Rabbi, it must be that you need ksiva l'shma. Ksiva l'shma l'shma is possible. Why? Oh, well, maybe it's Reb Meir. I Reb Meir holds you need ksiva l'shma. Yeah, then I told you ksiva l'shma. Midrabanan even ksiva l'shma. Midrabanan, that was our havamina. According to Meir, ksiva l'shma is possible. Midrabanan. And the Gemara had said, as we said before, wow, that's a good havamina. It's wrong because why do we reject it? Because who said? Rav Nachman said no. Right? Tzal Bashra, like talking before. Right? Good Havamina, but the Amor of Nachman happened to have given a share. We said that's incorrect. Okay. So we think Rav Nachman knows better than we do. Rav Nachman said that Rav Meir had no din of Ksiva Shloshma at all. Okay. That's the way it is. But in other words, only when they get to the Amorah, the Gemara is toast as I understand. The Gemara couldn't do any better than that. The only way to reject the Shita is, well, I have an Amora who says it's wrong. But fundamentally, looking at the data and Tanad, sounds like it would have been a good solution. Really? Just looking at the Mishnayas, it would be viable to say that Reb Meir holds, you need Chsim al-Shma min HaTorah, and you need Chsim al-Shma min Rabban. Really? Can you? The only way you were able to knock away that Havmina is by calling the Amora of Nachman. You couldn't do better than that. What better proof is there that Reb Meir doesn't have a demon drop on this around the ksiva? Yeah, a Mishnah. What's going on? And the Tosus asks this question. Tosus says, bottom Tosus, V'chilo bar Reb Meir ksiva l'shon min daraisa. He says, the Havmina was that there's a din of Ksiva L'shamim Jabban. What type of din? Not just the Chathil, you ought to, but Pasol B'di'evan. There would even be Pasol B'di'evan. Why? To be Inyan Acher, let me talk from Astizen. Otherwise, that's not going to help for our Mishnah. Kidipi Rashi Le'el, as I explained the top Tosis of Gilman Beis. That to say, Befanai Nechtav, they make a whole dindra abana on all takana, they have to say Befanai Nechtav. That seems like it's a pretty severe issue. That's what he says in the middle of the narrow line. Yishloma, filo ilichat chila baik sivu lishma, lo mi took my sis kavase. Kevin, did the evet kashel ayu misaknin lo Befanai Nechtav? We're making a whole new takana. You guys say Befanai Nechtav, it must be that the core din that we're trying to protect is pretty significant. It's not just ideally, it should be Ksiva L'shma. It's Midrabanan as possible. Tosus goes on to say now, back in the bottom Tosus, Dimaras L'vechi, really? V'im Tomar, U'maishna min mechuber, D'amar le'elein kosu l'chabchila. Why is L'shma, Shalom L'shma, different than Talosh mechuber? What did we just say earlier? Ain't kosher l'chatchila, but the evet kosher. Interesting. Tosus is that. Now it's the same kosher, but in reverse. What was the havamina that by ksiva shalom l'shma? It's mamish pasul midrabanan, and that would be a higher level than ksiva b'mechubar, which is kosher. Just ain't kosher. You shouldn't do it. If you did it, it's kashar filu midrabanan. Wow. So how are you going to make sense of that? Cool. Before we said in the maskana, mechubar is a higher level than mechubar is more important than shalosh. And we explained why logically, because the act of talisha has to happen. So I get why it would be a good idea to write the talosh. That way you know the chesim is taken care of. But the Havmina is Savaris Hafuchas. And the Havamina, it's a Shul Shema, which is more severe than Mechubra. Why? Or as Rabbi Tchos Chachli Anglia says it very, very sharply. The Tosfos Chachli Anglia says very, very sharply, very, very briefly and sharply. The Kasha, there's a lot of gear stations. It's not Upirish, it's V'chi. V'chi Temel Abayir Meir Chesimu V'daisim V'ram Bay. The Kasha, V'lif V'chleim Mastisim. We should have asked the Kasha from the Mishnah. Why are we attacking this having it from the Amor of Nachman? We have a much stronger, better Kasha to ask. The Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Mechubar to get critical. You shouldn't do it, but if you did, it's kosher. And here you're telling me you have a hava mina that ksiva shol shma is possible. It says, in other words, don't you see from the Mishnah that Rebbe Meir didn't impose dinim of the dinim of the chasam on ksiva? Why? In other words, what was a hava mina that he would have made a gezeira drabanan on ksiva shol shma, but not a gezeira drabanan on ksiva? That's the kasha of the Baal Yatosis. What's this hava mina? And the only response was it's wrong because the Amor of Nachman said it's wrong because of the Mishnah. So Tosis says, gives a difficult answer. Tosis says, well, the Gemara and Chafav is a different way of understanding this Mishnah. Maybe all of a sudden here there's one line that Shakvataria, that's what we're thinking. Tosis Chachli Andia, want to focus on two things. We'll get to one, and maybe to the second. The first thing I want to focus on is the teretz of the Tosfos Chacham Anglia. And the second thing we'll do is to go back, either today or tomorrow, or a blend of the two, to go back to a key line in the Kasha. What's his teretz? Take a look inside. Tosfos Chacham Anglia answers this same question that our Tosfos has, but they offer a different teretz. Yesh Lomar, what do you think this means? If we would have asked that question, we could have given an answer. What answer could we have given? The dafka bilishma gazrinan. Aval bimachuber lo gazrinan. The answer would have been, Rebbe Meir only made a gzera. I could imagine it's viable, it's tenable. It's logical that Rebbe Meir would make a gzera only on kesiva to forbid and to passel kesiva shol lishma. It could be you've only mandated that if you not Torah you need lishma by chesima, midrabai you need by kesiva. But maybe he would not have mandated that by mechubar. In other words, the exact opposite of what we say in the maskana. Why? The kasha in the Musa Shmuel is how you talking if a person could have done such a thing. The Torah says, well, obviously a person could do such a thing. So you have to, that might be true, but then you have to explain what's the svar about. Right? The Tosfos says the maskana is that we're not gozer on ksiva shel shma at all. Ksiva shel shma is less severe than mechubar. But in the Havamina it was reverse. Tosfos Chacham said, yeah, and he says I couldn't imagine that. We asked the kasha of Nachman because that's a watertight kasha. There's no way to get out of it. But we asked the kasha of the Mishnah, we were given a teretz. What would the teretz be again? Once again, Motzi L'Shanui could have answered. They only made a gzeira. Meir would have made a gzeira only to pasul kesiva shol shma, but not to pasul kesiva mechubar. Why? 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 Based on what you know. Think back. What have we learned about how Chazal make gzeira? Maybe. Why is it more like to make a gzera? Why could I have argued, if I didn't have Rav Nachman, why could I have argued, yeah, they only made a gzera by ksiva shol shma. They didn't make a gzera by ksiva mechubar. Why would I have argued that? Probably because ksiva shol shma is much more shia. That happens all the time. It happens all the time. People do stay home. That's a very, very common problem. How often, and let's put it better, what would the gzera be? What is the gemara even? Oh, hey. that what? Rav Meir would have said that Midrabanan, I'm going to pass to get as nichtav sholoshma. Why? Presumably because Gzeri, you might come to chasima sholoshma. I could have had a halamina, I should pass to chasim b'mechubar. A Gzeri may lead to chasim b'mechubar. And the answer that Tosfos is probably saying is people tend to, it's rare that people start writing things on larger pieces of stuff and later on have to clip it. Mechubar doesn't come up too often. Usually, I think that's probably what Tosfos said. And again, this right came out of days on days. How often do you write something on an enormous piece of paper and then have to cut off the little piece you write on? How often do you write something on a tree leaf while the leaf is still attached and only subsequently tear it off? Again, we're not talking about graffiti here. We're talking about like a multi-line document. The first host, it's a 12-line document. How often is that going to happen? Incredibly rare. Incredible. How often is that going to happen? Super rare. The whole thing is most lashlicha. The core dindra abana is lashlicha. The core dindra raisa is lashlicha. Even the case midra abana is lashlicha. The whole thing is most lashlicha. Yeah. So it goes to bear abana. They didn't say to say it's possible. They said it would be a good idea to write a patalish. But more than that, they're not going to start introducing a new psul. Say a woman's not allowed to marry with such a get. That's pretty severe. You have to. There has to be real basis, as we said in the past. Chazal are authorized to make zeres drabanan when it's providing substantive cover, substantive protection to the din d'arisa. Mishmarti. So if by enacting this din drabanan, you're really going to make a difference to the din d'arisa, then absolutely the Chazal are allowed and expected to make those din drabanan. The whole situation is so unlikely. So you're going to make a Gzeir Rabbanan for it to barely do anything. It's not providing a lot of protection. The whole case is so unlikely. I'll be pashto. That's probably what the Tosos Chachmei Anglia was thinking. In the Maskana, we point out in terms of how likely is it that A leads to B. So Ksiva Batalish will lead. So Ksiva Mechubar will lead to Ksiva Mechubar more than Ksiva Sholoshma will lead to Ksiva Sholoshma. That was the point Tosfos made in the Maskana. But the point I'm making here is the underlying cases of Mechubar, both Ksiva Mechubar and Ksiva Mechubar, are both very, very unlikely. So that's the answer Tosfos Chachmei Anglia to the question that the Balya Tosfos asked. Our Tosfos is a different answer, a little more difficult. I want to end with, and it's really sort of the most fascinating aspect, really one of the most global aspects of this piece of the Shach Vataria, is a point that Tosfos makes in their Kasha. Let's at least notice now and maybe appreciate some more tomorrow. Let's read their Kasha again. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia asked the Kasha very briefly. Why do you ask for Rav Nachman? Why do you ask for the mission? Right? Boom. Our Tosfos added a drop. Let's take a look at our Tosfos again. Again, the bottom Tosfos on Gimel Beis. Dibra Masko v'chi. V'im tomar. U'maishnam v'mechubar. You have a hava amina. The Gemara has a hava amina. That Rabbi Meir might agree that getch and nichtav shalolashma is possible midraba. Kosher min haTorah certainly is for Meir, but possible midraba. Possible midraba, we have enough to warrant the fara nichtav. Fractasis. The im tomar. Umayshtam in mechubar. Why is it different than mechubar? How could you tell me once again that kasiva shalolashma would render the get possible midrabanan? You're willing to entertain a havamina that coin to a mayor, nichtav sholoshma, possibly drabanan. You don't say that by mechubar. How do you know we don't say that by mechubar? The amr el ain't kosvin lechatchila, but yevet kasha. That's what he said, right? Ain't kosvin. Second line in our Gemara, on our Ramad, quoting the Mishnah Chaval. Ain't kosvin mechubar lekarka, but kesav al mechubar, but then you detach before the chasima, kasha. In Kosim Mechubar, but in Beksav Mechubar is kosher. And what does that prove? That by Ksiva, that what? That it's kosher even midraba. Ava b'diavad kosher afilu midrabana. Then Tosa adds one line. The mida oraisa ein chiluk ben lechatchila l'diavad. Because min ha-Torah, there's no distinction between lechatchila and b'diavad. What does that mean? And what are they trying to accomplish? They're saying something, and they're trying to accomplish something within the flow of the Shaka B'Dari. So first, what are they trying to accomplish? Tosis is trying to keep the Kasha strong. Kasha depends on saying, by Mechubar, it's absolutely Kasha. How do I know? Because the Mishnah said, if you tore it off, it's Kasha. Right? You shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it's Kasha. How Kasha? Kasher only, well, clearly, yeah, a little bit of it, because he said you shouldn't do it. But kasher, Tosis is assuming even midrabana, and that's why. How could you have a hava meaning that by shalol shmat pasul midrabana, by mechubar is kasher even midrabana? Now Tosis is wondering. They didn't unpack their kasher. They're just sort of knocking the visit unspoken kasha that they're answering with this line, which is, I don't know, maybe the Mishnah didn't mean kasher midrabanan, just means kasher and not Torah, but pasul midrabanan. Maybe Mechubar is the same as Shalal Shema. Ah. And after all, this brings back to the beginning of this year. And Amora, Rashi had stressed, ought to be clear about things like this. But we're talking about Mishnah. Kanal might not be clear about it. So that's what Tosis is saying. Hey, does my kasha even get off the ground? Does the Mishnah prove? Is it clear from the Mishnah that kasava mechubar is kasha even midrabanan? Maybe just make kasha but not Torah, but possibly midrabanan. Tosis says no. That can't be. It can't be that min haTorah you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it's kasha min haTorah. Can't be that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah means midrabanan you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it's kasha midrabanan. It can't be the Mishnah talking a level of Daraisa. Why? Because Tosa says, a level of Daraisa, there's no difference between Chatchila and B'diavad. Midaraisa ain't chilek in Chatchila or B'diavad. Wow! If you tell me, Min Torah either go ahead and write the get this way, or don't write it if you write it as possible. There's no in between. Wow! Tosa is saying, you know how I, again, you know how I look at this Mishnah and know it's talking about a level of Drabana, a level of Daraisa? Because the Mishnah only meant Daraisa, it's impossible. It can't be that, then I tell you, you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, the get is still kosher. Got that? Therefore, the Mishnah must be saying Drabana, and that nails in my kosher. Okay. So, everything locally has worked. You understand the Gemara's Havmina, and you understand the Gemara's Maskana. The Gemara had a Hava Mina that gets Shnichtu Shol L'Shma's Pasul Midrabanan, and the Gemara ultimately rejects it because Rav Nachman was clear, gets Shol L'Shma is absolutely fine, super kosher. Tosfos said, now Dala stressed, super, super kosher. But the Hava Mina was that we passed. And Tosfos was bothered, well, why do you even have such a Hava Mina that gets Shnichtu Shol L'Shma's Pasul? If it gets Shnichtu B'Mechubar, it's kosher, even Midrabanan. And Tosa had their answer. But again, all rooted, this whole kasha of Tosa is rooted in the assumption that when the Mishnah said, you shouldn't write the Mechubar, if you did, it's kosher, that can't be talked about as Daraisa. That means it's kosher even Midraba. And why? Because again, here we come back to that point, because by Daraisa there's no difference between the Chatchila and the Yemen. Now, this is a great mic drop, because it's a pretty shocking thing to say. Really? There's no difference? There's no notion of Chatchila and B'diavad level of Daraisa? The whole idea of ideally it should be like this, but it's okay like that, that only exists in Midrabanan? That's demonstrably false. Demonstrably false. There's no such thing. Really? As I mean, the Torah never says, ideally you should do it like this, but you still yell it like that. Let's say, for instance, Let's say, for instance, some of you are wearing two color tzitzis, and some of you are wearing one color tzitzis. So, Mishnah says, according to most Tanaim, the Pasuk says, you have Lavan and Tchilas, but the Mishnah says, beginning the fourth paragraph of Menachos, according to most Tanaim, but you're still Yotzi if you just have Lavan. Hatchilas ain't a makevas alavan. Opening line of the fourth paragraph of Menachos. There you have it, level of Deraisa. L'chatchila should have Tchilas and Lavan. But the Yev, if all you have is Lavan, you're still Yotzi. It's a din Deraisa. Clearly not Drabanan. Pasuk in Chumash says you have to have Tchilas. The Mishnah says, for Yotzi, even just Lavan, that's obviously even that Torah. And there are hundreds of examples like that. What's Tosa saying? We understand at least what they were trying to accomplish. Before we read this, I said, what are they saying, what are they trying to accomplish? That's not what they were trying to accomplish. They're trying to clarify, prove, that the Mishnah said, Kasher, Mechubur, Kasher, Mechubur, Kasher, I mean, even with Javanah. But they brought, did that using an assumption that seems shocking. So that's what we're going to work on, which tomorrow.